up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Jester and Big O are back in the house. What's up, man? How's it going?
Yo, man, it's going like a fish in a frying pan out here in Arizona.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet, man. It's been hot out here in Cali, so I can just imagine what the fuck it's been like fucking in Arizona. Holy shit.
Well, you know, that dry heat, everybody says it, but when you live it, it's something else. And when you got cankles going on for stress and everything else, you know, all that water evaporates out of there really quick.
Just thinking about like 130 degrees, dry heat is not what comes to mind. Dry heaves, on the other hand, like, fuck
well,
that.
So you don't feel it until you get above 116. And we didn't reach, no, we had a couple days at 118. But at around 115, 160 degrees, internally, you feel the stewing going on.
Right? It's gross. I mean, I've been, like, I think the closest I've been to 130 was we were in Vegas one time, and it got, like, about 118, 120. And I could feel my fucking shoes melting as I was walking across the street. I was like, this is fucking gnarly, man. No, there's no need to live like this.
Exactly. I had a pair of Skechers that lasted me 1 year after one season of heat in the summertime.
There's still, like, there's no traction on it, but, like, the sole is still just as thick. The tracks all just melted together.
You look like you got a cleft foot walking around. What's the matter with you? How can you walking like that? You retarded or something? Or the R word, as some people like to say. Oh, man, my soul just melted in the 130 degree weather, man.
Oh, yeah, dude. I can just imagine. I'm like, that's got to be gross. I'm like, even worse, like being sick in that kind of weather. Like,
oh, yeah, that's the worst. You know, you're all looking like Quasimodo walking down the street, and then you got a cough going on.
I can't even imagine, man. Like, again, when it gets to like 100 out here, I'm like, nah, this is too much. I'm like, who the fuck got, you know, all fucking loosey goosey with the thermostat? I'm like, that's bullshit.
1 year we went out to Disney World out in Florida, obviously, and it was like 98 degrees with humidity.
Oh, fuck. That's got to be worse. That, like, I remember, like, it was 75 and, like, humid when I was in Maryland. And,
yeah.
Oh, that's, like, that's a different kind of heat altogether. That's just, oh, like. Oh, yeah.
That's swamp ass.
I got sweaty just standing there. Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't moving. I was in the shade. And, like, all of a sudden, I'm like, why the fuck am I sweating just standing here? This is gross.
You know what's worse? It was Christmas time when we were there. You know, speaking of heat, man, what's with all these fucking wildfires? It's summertime.
Yeah. It was Bad Religion said it best. The hills of Los Angeles are burning. Yep. It's fire season again, folks.
I couldn't tell you how many barbecues I've seen already driving down the freeway out here. We had a couple of seasonal fires going up closer to Flagstaff, just like it's going on in California. And it's just, it's nasty, man. This heat all around is just horrible.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm glad it's heating up the pool water and all, you know, and that's cool. But I mean, aside from that, it's like when I'm not in the pool or I'm like not in the air conditioning and I have to be out or walking around or just being out in it, I'm like, yeah, this fucking sucks. I don't like this.
There's already reports of half of California's lakes losing millions of gallons of water just evaporation. Gotta love it.
Yeah, I just saw something about they're finding new and creative ways to like combat that, and so now like they turned one of the reservoirs out here into like the world's largest ball pit. Like they, you know, like those plastic balls in the ball pit.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah, they basically just filled the reservoir with them, and then they just float on the top and they block out the sun, and it's supposed to help with the evaporation and shit.
Yeah, so what you're talking about, that was a company a few years ago that posted all their information out. It's not only the color of the ball itself, of their balls, but it's also the material that they use to help dissipate the heat so that it prevents the moisture from evaporating, which is wonderful technology, especially for hot areas.
I still want to jump in. Dirty as that fucking reservoir water is, I still like it. Again, the world's largest fucking ball pit, like fucking a kid of fucking every proportions.
I just think we should take part like in Dune, everybody in a body bag and take all the moisture out and throw it in a well underneath. One day this water will fulfill the land once again.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be like fucking. No wonder they're fucking. You'd think, right, with the like Israeli war thing going on, you would think they'd be fighting over some shit like, you know, water in the desert, oil. Oh. No, they're fucking no, not water, not oil.
They're pretty good out there in Israel with water. They're pretty good with land. It's just a matter of the people that are around. They have shitty neighbors. It's kind of like when you're in that apartment complex and you keep hearing people thumping on their floor, but it's your ceiling. You hit that broom up there and like, shut that up, and it never stops.
Only in this case, the brooms are like Tomahawk cruise missiles flying over your room.
Well, that's when Israel's firing over there. When Hamas is firing to Israel, they got some fucking Iranian cluster shit that, you know, get blown down. And yeah, that goes into the topic, you know, the Israel wars against Hamas, you know, in Gaza. And before you take a side, understand what is actually going on out there. You know, a lot of these people out there protesting, you know, for the sake of Palestine against Israel, don't understand the dynamics that are going on out there. You know, if it's a humanitarian thing that you're protesting and that you feel the people shouldn't die, you're absolutely right. War sucks. Innocent people die. Children die. And in those areas there, they don't really care. They're just going to go out and kill. But let's not, you know, turn a blind eye to Vietnam. I mean, Americans been, you know, in the type of, you know, brutal ground wars and killed many innocents in the past. So, you know, we don't have unscathed blood. But, you know, with the whole Hamas thing here recently, Israel attacked a main military commander. And this was during what was supposed to be a ceasefire. But is it really going to allow a ceasefire now? What do you think?
Yeah, they're all like, truce, psych. Get him, son, get him.
You know, let's be honest about this. For whatever side you want to, you know, root for, there is no winning side. And don't be an anti-Semite and don't be against, you know, Palestinians for that sake, you know, on the matter. Just be for the people. I have been in Israel before, and I have been when air raid attacks have happened. It's a sinister thing, you know, and I make a disconnection association in my head. But when it really comes down to it, those bombs, those rockets, they could have landed anywhere, you know. And
bring me my brown pants.
All of them are brown now. Shit, it's my shit. But, you know, it's really, you know, it takes you to a spot that you don't want to be. And, you know, as an American in Israel, seeing attacks from Hamas and them hiding and shielding themselves behind innocent people, children and women, you know, that's the worst thing ever. If I'd been there during the recent outburst of the, you know, the underground tunnels that they had found and the major, you know, going over the border into Israel and taking, you know, hostages and killing people. I mean, they would have never heard the end of it if, you know, an American was detained and killed, which has happened already too. So, you know,
yeah, look how wild people went over that fucking, that holding people at the border and the whole like cages and shit like that. Like, could you imagine they're fucking dropping bombs on motherfuckers like that? Hell no. Yeah. Like we fucking, it'd be over. Fucking chick clocked a dude in the fucking jaw, like at the club. Yeah. Like it's one thing, but if the fucking dude clocks your back, now all of a sudden he's the villain, even though it looked like a fat dude wearing a hat.
It was a lesbian. Let's be honest here.
It was, but I didn't know that at the time.
Dropping bombs on your moms. Fuck Kyle Longs. That's what Ice Cube's saying. So just remember, you know, it's all about the humanitarian thing, you know. Before you choose a side, understand that both sides, you know, it's just people. We're talking about governments fighting, you know, terrorist regimes. That's basically what's going on. And, you know, the people are caught in the middle of it. So don't hate, you know, the Jewish faith or the Israelites over there, and don't hate the Palestinians, you know, if you're on the opposite side. Just remember, it's Israel government and military against the Hamas, and everybody else is getting caught in the crossfire. Stick to that and you'll be a sane person.
Then that humanitarian shit didn't work for me either. I said I humanely put down that heifer and like nobody was fucking going for it. So.
Yeah, when you're bombing the humanitarian effect to feed people, it's like putting down that heifer down at that cowboy bar that you're at.
You know?
laid that heifer down and impregnated that shit. You know, and that goes into the other war. I mean, the Ukrainian-Russian war, right? I mean, what do you say about that? You know, there are some good documentaries out there that describe this whole, you know, what's going on in that region, you know, how Ukraine was their own, you know, country, in the fact of the people and the region and everything else, and how they were pulled into Russia itself as a conglomerate, you know, ipso facto big Russian, you know,
like territory. It was, then it wasn't, then it was, yeah. Then it wasn't. Now they're like back on halvesies. Is it theirs? Is it ours? Like Russia's like, no, fuck that.
Yeah, exactly.
This is how we do in Mother Russia.
Yeah, but you know, the Slavic regions out there, there's, you know, it's been turmoil for hundreds and thousands of years, man. I mean, but Ukraine was their own sole country before Russia brought them in, you know, before, you know, World War One. You know, a lot of people don't understand what's going on in this presence. And the reason why Russia's trying to take them back is because of the reserves of resources, you know, just like how, you know, Russia lost $200 billion when they sold us Alaska for $7.9 million back in the late 1800s. You know, they're losing all these resources and they need all this stuff. And Putin's on a regime that's trying to get Russia back to, you know, a communist nation that, you know, will take over the world almost. And I'm not saying that he's going to try to take over the world. It's just that mindset of, you know, bad American, you know, conglomerates and everything else, and that's creating bad people, when, you know, having a communist country is creating equally as bad people.
And you know, they're going to fucking link up with fucking with North Korea.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, the talks of going with North Korea, and also talks with India, right, which is scaring China because of the South Sea issue that's going on there. You know, and now China's, you know, getting their armaments ready and their military active. Hell, they found 4 Chinese warships outside of Alaska within a 150-mile range of Alaska seashore. So that's close to the economic region, not, you know, so much out there in the sea, but still, that's pretty close.
Fucked up, man. Like, the fucking price of rice wasn't high enough as it is already. Now this... Great, thanks.
Yeah, whatever. Uncle Ben ain't gonna cut it no more.
No shit. Guess we're switching the stovetop.
we're switching to Rice-A-Roni. That's what.
Yeah, there we go.
That's a San Francisco treat right there.
I thought that was dick.
Only in prison with a slice of lemon. You know, but hopefully. You know, this whole thing with, you know, the NATO regions and everyone supplying, you know, help to Ukraine itself will, you know, give Russia a stance of backing down, because right now it's not looking good for them. And the longer this goes, and even if they try to negotiate a peace talk or ceasefire, it's only going to mean that, you know, they're going to prospect themselves and, you know, get ready for another attack later down the line, because right now their military is being, you know, not humiliated, but kept at bay.
In high school, I called my junk the NATO region too, because it's like a lot of talk, not a lot of action.
How'd your V2 rocket shoot?
Mostly off by itself.
It shot up straight up like this. Oh man, it's just been nuts, man. That's what this is about, right? I mean, we're having this discussion because it's the what the fuck current events, right?
Exactly. Like fucking war, high rice prices. Fucking price of fucking rice and shit's going up. Price of gas coming down.
India, makes sense, right? India talking to Russia. Oh, no, 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 no. You stay away from the Ukraine. Don't go to China. What the fuck? Oh, man. Which leads us to our next topic, man. This is up your ballpark, right up your brown town alley, right?
Yeah, fucking P. Diddley. Did he or did he not?
I mean, think he did do it.
You know, when that song, we can have your friends get with my friends, we can be friends. Now we know his friends were the Epsteins.
They hung around.
Did that make him an island boy?
I don't know, man. Island boys.
And it's funny when
Oh.
I see kids that look like that, I'm just like, that's the first thing I think of. It's stupid shit.
Oh my God, those guys were fucking Rafiki wannabes, man. I don't know, man. This whole Sean Combs, P. Diddy shit, man. The raids in LA and Miami. I mean, fuck's sakes. All for what? A rape charge?
And that fool bailed. He is nowhere to be found.
Yeah, well, that was a smart thing to do. What wasn't so smart is leave your childrens at home with your wife.
He listened to the theme for Chappelle's show. It went too many times. Better not bring your kids.
Yeah, but he didn't listen to that one dude in Georgia. Hide your wife, hide your kids.
Yeah, the Antoine Dodson.
There you go. You know, it looked like P. Diddy was rubbing up against some shag carpet on a wall. Fill the
He didn't take the kids. He was going back to the island. He's like, you don't take sand to the beach.
Don't you know Ozzy Osbourne's gonna outlive Miley Cyrus?
That would be some shit. I
That
mean,
would be.
it could happen. Fucking Jagger's still alive, and so is Richards. I
Well, with all that fresh blood in him, you know.
mean, yeah, but like, fucking, I. And like, there's other people in the fucking industry that had to have known about this shit. I mean, like, there's no way. Like, that guy was way too fucking, way too mainstream, way surrounded by way too many fucking people for somebody not to have fucking known about this shit.
Yeah, they're talking about human trafficking, drugs. They're talking about, you know, weapons and whatnot. Well, I mean, if I'm rich, I'm going to have a bunch of weapons. I'm probably not going to have drugs because I don't swing that way. Well, at least not hard shit. But, you know, human trafficking ain't really human trafficking. It's more like bringing some, you know, South Thailand lady boys for the weekend and then send them back.
That's human relocating.
Ah,
I think they fucking would have learned like from that boat shit in Africa, but guess not.
well, so that's where the human trafficking comes in, because they're smuggling a whole bunch of my children in that butt bus, you know, back home.
And
Oh man.
I'm sure there was plenty of that going on that fucking island, those motherfuckers.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a documentary, docu-series, well, not series. It's a documentary about a World War II vet who came back from war, and next thing you know, he started doing dudes on the side as a playboy, and then aligning some of his war vets in for some gay hijinks for money with starlets down in Hollywood. So he had a big fulfilled life. He wasn't a pimp per se, right? But he hooked people up basically.
Yeah,
And
that from the at that gas station, right? They all worked at a full service state, Dreamland.
yes, that's
Dreamland,
what
yeah.
great.
That was their code word. I want to go to like the fucking the Cougars would be like, I drive up and like, oh, I want to go to Dreamland, and the fucking whatever fucking guy was like, oh, it's your turn, go for it, and they would fucking go fucking throw it down and then come back with a fucking envelope full of cash.
Basically, I mean, and he didn't necessarily do it for the cash, but he was well taken care of. So there were times that he wanted to be there, you know. Yeah, it was a sexual environment and whatnot, but you know, when they offered money, he'd be like, no, you know, don't worry about that. And the next thing you know, he's got a house that's paid for him, or he's got land, or somebody flies him out to go somewhere, you know, not on his dime, it's on their dime. So, you know, you see that nowadays. You hear about these stories nowadays, I should say, and you look at Hollywood in a different light. It's just one of those places where hedonism was, you know, from the get-go. They figured they could get away with shit, so they tried to get away with as much shit as possible.
And that was what in the 40s already? That shit was going on?
That was
The 30s?
going late 40s, 46 to 48, stemming into the 50s to 60s, and he was still active up into the 70s.
Yeah,
So, but
that
it's just
figures.
crazy, man. That place is just, you know, hedonism at a height. So, I mean, it doesn't surprise me in any of these cultures, you know,
No.
what's going on down there.
No, and it's like it, yeah, like you said, the shit's been going on since back in the day, and like it's just now more like it's not going on any more or less. It's just more in the public eye because of what technology is now and the internet, and you know what I mean? Like there you had to wait for a fucking newspaper to come out, you know, back in the fucking 40s when, you know, like that whole Dreamland shit was going on.
Yep.
And there were apparently there was all kinds of people that knew about it, but again, like word of mouth only, right? Because fucking you'd fucking hand crank the telephone or read the fucking newspaper, and that's
word of mouth, hand crank. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, right, there we go. Boom. You see what I did there?
Yes. I felt
so,
it.
So yeah, like no, like it's just I think it's a big deal now because it's more in people's faces. Like it's more like yeah. This is what's actually going on, and like, you know, fuck your illusion of what this fucking town, you know, really is. And it, you know, like I would trip out because people like, you know, tourists, you know, they come in thinking, oh man, this place is gonna be fucking awesome, and they show up and it's fucking Bumville, and every other fucking corner smells like piss. So yep. And that's definitely not on the fucking travel brochure, I can tell you that much.
And yeah, every time I come down to see you, I know what I'm getting into.
Yeah, right. You know, it's fucking like that's Hollywood. Like that's what, you know, it's fucking dirty and grimy and gross. Like it's mm-hmm. not like it's not like the shit they show you on TV. They fucking chase the bums away for that shit first, and then yep. and then they start filming, and then there's people standing around so that, you know, the only select weirdos get to go through, but like they like you don't see like the real fucking weirdo meth head that's fucking standing there like wondering like should he take a shit on the fucking Walk of Fame, or is he gonna fucking double down and fucking piss and shit on the Walk of Fame,
or maybe just hunch over and drink his pee while he's bent over backwards,
you know? Like it's a fucking zoo down there. Like I saw a homeless guy fucking take off all his clothes, wad them into a ball, and then start kicking the ball down the middle of the fucking street. It's like a mate, like it was like Vine or some shit like that. Major fucking street, just fucking straight naked, kicking the fucking the soccer ball that are his clothes, like fucking through traffic. Like,
you go, girl.
it was like, you know, like I can't tell you how many homeless people I've been fucking walking by, and all of a sudden just drop trow and fucking start taking a shit right in the gutter. I'm like,
yep,
motherfuckers.
Just remember, all you activists, LGBTQs, remember, it was done before your time. It was called Hollywoodland.
Right? yeah, like, and it just, I don't know, man. Like, I think the whole making a huge deal, like, I get, it's like, the human, you know, the aspect of like not cool to, you know, pack people up in a crate and ship them off. But, you know, if we could just get past that for a second, the whole thing would have been dealt with the same as it was in the 40s, or it would have been like common knowledge, which wasn't much as it was in the 40s. If like fucking there wasn't this like mass media hype behind it. And I think that really is what's like driving the controversy more so than what happened. Cause again, that's just been going on since mm-hmm. way back in the fucking day. So same shit, different toilet. It doesn't fucking, it never stopped. It continued on and just kept changing forms. But now that fucking media is what it is, now all of a sudden, like they're hyping the shit out of it. And that's what's fucking blowing it up into like, you know, like this fucking deal that nobody seemed to give a shit about in the past. And now that fucking everybody's all woke and is on the fucking internet and like trying not to get canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden it's, oh no, we shouldn't do that. Or no, that's not how it really is. Like, yes, motherfucker, that's how it really is. That's how it's been. Like you just fucking weren't privy to it, but the rest of us that were here and we're privy to it, like, can tell you the same shit's been going on since fucking day one. Like, and
that's
now
why
now it's a big deal. Now it matters.
Yeah, that's why, you know, we've talked about this plenty of times. I'm not going to delve into what I've said in the past, but You know, that's why I say when people are trying to cancel in the cancel culture mandate that's going on around now, we should be able to get all their recent posts, all their past history, and go into every aspect of their life. Because if they're going to cancel you for your, you know, so you can't earn a wage, or you're going to get, you know, canceled from the movies, heaven forbid, that you get canceled as well if you have the same type of weird crap going on in your life.
There was a really cool song that I heard recently, or semi-recently, I guess. About the whole, it was like, it's anti-cancel culture. It was a song is called Zombified, and one of the lines is they're pumping us with lies like it's formaldehyde. And so the song's dope. Like, it's, if you're about the, like, the anti-cancel culture movement, you might want to check that one out. It's a band called Fallen in Reverse. So the whole song is about, like, you know, fuck cancel culture. I immediately jumped on the bandwagon. I'm like, yeah, we can use a little of that.
You know, everyone's got an opinion. It's just a matter of this. Your opinions don't matter, so shut the fuck up. Listen to us.
True. Yes.
On that note, you know, staying in Holly Weird Land, you know, we had a couple deaths here recently, which, you know, is pretty sad. But, you know, these are great personalities. Shelley Duvall died at 75 recently.
I swear to God, I thought that was the lady that did the fucking lamp top fucking.
Carol O'Connor or whatever her name.
Oh, okay. That, okay. All right.
I'm thinking, like, that's who it was. Let me look that up.
Some old dead white lady.
Let me see. Lamb chop. woman.
I don't know. It's like, I'm sure. Oh, the Popeye lady, right?
Oh, it's Sherry Lewis. Sherry Lewis was the lamb chop. Yeah, and Shelley Duvall was in Popeye. She was also in The Shining. She's been in quite a bit of other movies here recently. She had a little bit of a surge going on, and yeah, she had complications from diabetes, I believe.
Diabetes
and diabetes stuff.
Every time I hear the word diabetes, I, like, my brain automatically fucking makes it with that guy's voice. Diabetes.
Yeah, I know. And all the memes on that's funny as hell.
Made it into Family Guy too.
Yeah, he did. It's good times. Yeah, she had a resurgence in a couple movies here recently, and she's been doing a couple shows as well. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of these great actors just kind of going out, man, dying. It's crazy. And then, you know, the biggest hit that we took was here the other day at 96 years old, Dr. Herzmeister has passed away. Our lovely doctor of sexology has gone to heaven.
Dr. Ruth.
Yes, when she told you about how masturbation is a normal thing that you should do in love. Love your penis, love your vagina. I don't know if that's a straight quote, but we'll go with it. How's that sound?
It sounds like something she would say.
I think she liked anal sex too. It looked like funny. She did. Yeah, she loved putting it in the ass. I learned a lot of tricks with her, you know, using the tongue and, you know, how to nudge the guy in the canoe and two finger round bump chump, the first, you know, two in the pink, one in the stink, the minivan that's two in, or yeah, no, that's the minivan, two in the front, five in the rear. So, yep. Yeah, that, like that, yeah. And then, you know, all sorts of other fun stuff like the angry dragon, snow dragon, the rusty trombone, you know, Felix the cat. Yeah, that's a good one.
It's funny. I learned the same shit watching Dr. Jane Goodall.
Well, the shit she did with those monkeys.
Yeah, that.
Oh, and we are talking about real monkeys, okay? So don't get racist on us, people.
at least that's what the documentary on Pornhub said.
Which led into the one pink donut and five black chocolate covered donuts around her.
All right, guys. Well, we are coming up on our time for this set. But stay tuned in. We got a couple more episodes left in the season, and then we are off to start working on season 8. We're still going to get some pop-ups going. Still going to get some guests rolling through during the off season, and looking forward to it, because we actually had, after when we did Mail Call and we put out those couple episodes, we're you know, we had guests on, and more, you know, people started hitting us up, the same guests, they're like, they down to come back and do some more. So it should be fun and interesting. So keep tuning in, check out the YouTube channel. Are we in Facebook jail again?
No, we're recently okay. Fresh out of Facebook jail.
Oh, nice. Another teardrop tattoo.
Just remember, I'm posting a lot up on Instagram, Facebook, and now Thread. So follow us and like us on all those platforms. If you got any funny quips, you want to be heard, I'm constantly checking it. So, you know, there's really not much out there right now. People aren't, you know, giving me their opinions or thoughts. They're just liking and going away. They're staying following. Make your presence be known. If you're there, like those all those bot girls say, just say hi. Oh, because you know I'm out there putting out content that I've created as well as that I've seen. There's a majority of content that I'm sharing, but I do create some originals in there. The Foo Fighters at the Foo Mart, you know, and there's plenty of other fun ones that I've been posting in there. So just, you know, give us our 2 cents, say hi, say you like it, let us know what you want to see or hear. You know, we're pretty open to that. We've come up with a lot of good stuff since Jester and I have joined together. So, you know, we'll keep the ball rolling for you.
Yeah. All right, guys, until next time, take a soak and watch all your worries go up in smoke. Peace.